All right, so before we wrap things up for the day, we have time for one quick round of Fact Bag. Here's a question. Jonathan and I will try to figure this out. Jonathan, on October 29th, 1969, a UCLA professor and his student sent the first ever electronic message via computer to a programmer at the Stanford Research Institute. What was that fateful first message?
But this is the first electronic message. So, you know, the question is, did they think about it? Did they realize what a momentous occasion it was? And did they, some sort of stentorian, you know, some important phrase? Or was it just like, hi, let me know if you get this?
Or was it that thing like, I don't know if you do this, but if I want to test a printer, I write like, how's it going? And I just send it to all kinds of different printers to see where it prints out. Like maybe they say...
You just print to all printers?
Yeah, like if I'm in an office, someone says, yeah, you can use the printer. And then I don't know which one and I don't know where they are. So I'll just send like
print to all.
So I'm just saying, like, did they know that that was going to be the first message? Or was it like, it works, send the message?
It was the cat walking on a keyboard. It's just garbled text.
Okay, so let's see. This is 1969, and we're in UCLA, so just get yourself in that brain frame.
Right.
It's October 29th, 2 days before Halloween.
Right, Halloween in 69 at UCLA.
Right, so maybe it's just boo.
Boo. Groovy, man.
Exactly.
Maybe it was...
But they're computer programmers, so then get that in your head.
Right. New communications text protocol. Who dis? you know, the classic computer programmer thing, the first thing you do when you're learning a language is you make a program that says, hello, world.
That's right.
So maybe it was that, hello, world.
I like hello, world, and my alternate would be boo.
Boo. I hope it's boo.
Okay. Let's find out. Oh, it's low, as in L-O. Sounds like it got sent before that person finished.
LOL. L-O sent.
Yeah, it was just laugh out. Ugh. Just laugh out.
Laugh out. Well, that's what they said in the 60s. Laugh out, man.
Laugh out, dude. They would not have said dude. Okay, so yes, the message was supposed to be login, but the system crashed after the letter O. The full word went through an hour later. Well, that was Fact Bag, and that's our show. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by our staff, along with Kate Villa, Kara Weinberger, and senior writers Eric Feinstein and Karen Lurie, with additional material by Emily Winter. Ask Me Another is produced by Travis Larchuk, Nancy Seychow, James Barber, Rumel Wood, and our intern, Sam Yellowhorse Kessler. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.